6:38, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator. He joins us every Thursday, and we talk about what's going on in the county, especially when we have meetings and a lot of stuff on the agenda. Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. Lots of stuff to talk about on this agenda today. Of course, we haven't had as many meetings, and so there's a little bit more business maybe to handle. One thing I wanted to start with is because it has obviously been a big news item, and we've talked about it quite a bit on the show, but Commissioner Burgosh has apparently asked Allison Rogers, the county attorney, to put an item on under the legal discussion that the board discuss whether the county should pursue any additional legal remedies associated with the download of his iPhone. This is the text message. Sorry if people aren't familiar with it. Do you know what the goal is of this? What Commissioner Burgosh or Allison are trying to accomplish?
I do not know what his initial goal is. I know he did request her to put this item on the agenda. I don't know what the intended outcome is. We'll just have to see how the discussion goes this morning, honestly.
Okay. And do we have any updates on the status of any investigation? I know the FBI had been called at one point to get into this. Do we have any update on any of that?
We do not have an update.
Okay. And so the status of the text. Go ahead.
We do know that they are still working it, but we don't have any update as to what they're looking at or what they're seeing or any status at all.
Okay. And I know the lawsuit with Ramey Edler, that the judge has ordered that the county is going to have to go through the text and figure out which ones are county business, private, privileged, or just, not relevant to anything else. And I assume that process has begun. Is that true?
That process is heavily underway. It sure is.
Yeah, 60,000 messages. It's a lot to figure out in 7 days. I understand that. Go ahead. What?
Those kinds of things, and then our legal department. We are covered up right now. Public records request, and I know it's a saying. I just don't think the public really understands how much work has to go into producing public records. And we do our best. We try to be as timely as we can. But it really is a lot of work, and I'll give kudos to our legal department because they do a yeoman's job at having to come through all of that. And it's usually on tight deadlines with court cases, legal cases, or just in general trying to be as timely as we can be. And it's a thing. It's a real thing.
No, I understand that. I think most people don't ever hear much about how much time consuming that is. It was actually – wasn't that something, as I recall, Commissioner Underhill, when he was in office, had always advocated for – more automation of that so that things would basically be in a database available, almost like the public could search it for themselves instead of having to make requests for those things. It seems like that would be a cost savings and time savings if we instituted something like that. Have you guys looked into that?
We've looked at some of that. A lot of what is time consuming is having to go through and redact things.
Sure.
That aren't public record, and it just takes a lot of time. And when you have a lot of stuff thrown at you in a short amount of time, and it's a huge lift. It's a heavy effort.
One of the things that came up in the town hall with Commissioner Barry the other day, and we talked about this yesterday, the meeting was last week, he talked about the improvements in the rail-caused delays in cantonment, working with Alabama Gulf Rail, CSX, other people, Senator Broxson, I forget all the people that he mentioned. Oh, IP was one of them. I don't live in that area anymore. We used to live up Kingsfield Way, so we're kind of not really in that area, but sort of closer to it. Is it a lot better today than it was, say, 2 years ago?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He put a lot of effort into improving that situation because it was literally cutting subdivisions off. People couldn't get out and go to work. Ambulances and public safety vehicles couldn't get in. And it was turning into a real thing, and it had gotten pretty frequent. So he inserted himself with IP and some of the railroads, and he and I, we walked through the woods trying to find a path and trying to find an easement, something we could get an easement, create another way out. But he was able to finally, I think, work with the railroads and work with IP to clear up some of the storage lots there on IP property. And I think that's freed up the space for and with the trains when they move in, they're not hanging out in the rows, crossing the rows, causing the blockages anymore. They're able to actually get onto the property.
Well,
and
look,
that was a pretty big thing.
Yeah, no, I give credit because I know the initial and then the lingering belief by a lot of us was, well, there's, you know, good luck because it's the railroads and they have rights and there's nothing you can do to make them behave. And if somehow or other persistent effort paid off in getting them to at least be better more often, then that's a big accomplishment. So kudos for that. One of the things on the agenda for today is a discussion about the REAP lodges, continued funding for this. Of course, Vinny Wibbs was not at the meeting last time. I assume he's going to be there today, and it's going to be what he says is going to decide what we do. Is that right?
Yeah, I think he's supposed to bring a business plan of how he is going to move forward. And so he's supposed to present that plan to the board, and then we'll see how the board moves after that.
I'm encouraged by this. You've got, I think it's about $500,000 that you're going to be spending on sidewalks on Blount, Brainerd, Lloyd, Mallory, and Moreno. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a continued effort, continued initiative of Commissioner May. That's a challenge that he gave and threw down to me and the staff earlier in the year. And we put it together. There's some other areas of Brownsville that are also getting sidewalks and some resurfacing. So there's been a lot of initiative going into that area there.
And that's primarily aimed at what, pedestrian safety is the primary goal of adding the sidewalks?
Yeah, pedestrian safety, community rehabilitation, if you will. When you start putting sidewalks down through a community and you start resurfacing the roads, you know, people, they tend to start taking care of their properties a little better, and it kind of lifts the spirits of the community a little bit. So it's trying to not only pedestrian safety, but revitalization, I would say, of the area. And he's got a passion for that, and that's been his challenge to me, and that's what we're doing.
Make it look nicer, make it safer, get the neighbors walking around. All of these things are good, right? Items on the agenda today and other things going on in the county. I know we had reported on that the Perdido Key roundabout traffic study is back. I know Commissioner Bragosch is going to be doing a town hall on that coming up in maybe a week and a half, if I remember correctly. When we've driven through there recently, I hadn't had eyes on it, okay? So I've only encountered this a couple of times. But when we drove through there recently, it seemed like, okay, layman's perspective, that the obvious problem was a little bit confusion over how to use a roundabout. But it's just how to manage the left turns conflicting with each other, right? People going east on Perdido Key Drive and trying to go north. Not as much people turning left to go into Johnson Beach from southbound, but it's really that one kind of left turn management. And I ask this only because I don't know the answer. If you go down the road quite a bit and you go into Alabama, you know, Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, they do this thing where they separate the U-turns from the traffic lights. It's super weird if you've never seen it, but, you know, the U-turn is a couple hundred feet down the road from the traffic light as a way to manage that. Is that kind of a solution even feasible with available right-of-way to just move the left turns to U-turns and put them down the roadway any bit?
Well, I would say this. I think we're going to look at every option that we can, and that's certainly an option that we can look at, and I know we'll take that study. And Chris Phillips from the traffic is combing through it pretty heavily. I know Commissioner Bragosch is combing through it, and I've read through some of it. But I think we may have some options, and we'll just have to see which option we think will function the best. You know, I think we got ahead of ourselves. Maybe we got ahead of ourselves. I don't know. I know there was a town hall, and the majority of folks said, hey, we want a roundabout. But yeah. I think really wanting a roundabout or wanting a solution that really works. I think that's what we need is a solution that really works and that we can be confident that it's going to work. And that's where we're trying to get to at this point, I believe.
I mean, I know no decisions have been made at this point and there's a big process, but does it seem to you like the answer is going to be bigger roundabout, traffic light, or something completely different, or some combination of other solutions?
Maybe a combination of something.
Okay. All right. Well, I know it's kind of a bummer to have spent so much money to put something in that doesn't work, but it, you know, clearly doesn't work.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you can't just say, oh, well, UWF is coming to you with the campus development agreement. I assume this is mostly about preserving all of the undeveloped land on the west side of the campus for full-time conservation, which is something the administration has said they want to do. Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, they came and did a presentation. I think we've had one public hearing. I think this is the second public hearing. And that's exactly what it is. They want to move some property into permanent conservation.
All right. Well, I support the plan. It makes sense to me. And, you know, asking the county for permission to, you know, permanently conserve some stuff that they don't intend to develop anyway right now. That makes sense. Last thing, just again, going back to the town hall, Commissioner Barry made a comment, super discouraging to everybody, but it just is what it is. He said that the expected commencement construction date on the Beulah interchange is now at earliest 6 years out. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Tell me something better, please.
Trust me, I wish I could. I wish I could. We wish it were a little more expedited and a little more, you know, they had it up there, and the construction costs have just gone insane. And I think DOT, like us, we're struggling with exorbitant construction costs, and they have to make some adjustments. And I think that's what's happened to that project.
Wow. And in the Pine Forest widening, he also brought that up, and he said that there's been some progress. I think it's that FPL, maybe Gulf Power, former Gulf Power, owns the right of way on the east side to try to expand. How is that likely coming? When do you think?
I would say it's going to be a few years out as well. I would say probably 4 to 5 years out. Time they get the right of way situated and get the design work done and all of those things. I think it's going to be at least 4 to 5 years out.
And that would be including like the diverging diamond interchange reconstruction, which I know is not your thing particularly. That's the state, but and the roundabout up at the cutoff. All of that's 4 or 5 years away.
Yeah, I do believe so.
Okay,
so that would be my expectation.
All right. Well, good. So tomorrow solutions. But look, I know roads, especially dealing with FDOT. I know things take time. So, wow. All right. Well, Wes Moreno, and I know it's your passion, right? You're a roads guy. So you'd do it tomorrow if you could. I know that. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia Absolutely. County Administrator. Wes, as always, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it. Thanks for all the work you do running the county. And we'll look forward to the meeting today.
All right. Thank you, now.